Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, the Shira sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Yuzches in the Oiz V'Odr edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Hei, starting at Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. It says the Gemara, Karfov Sheyesh B'Midas HaTaim. So Karfov, as you mentioned in the Mishnah, is an enclosed area outside of the city, which is used usually for storage. So if it has satayim, we said that satayim, that's already an area you cannot carry in it if it's not miyuch ledir, if it's not meant for a living space. Only below satayim is okay. So if you have the midah satayim, einu mutal tal tal boy. Elo bar bahamis, you can carry there only ar bahamis, as if you are in Rishus Rabbi. Hayu shnayim, bezeh beiseo, bezeh beiseo, chaser ar bahamis. You have two beiseos. I mean, you have two areas. Each one of them is not beis satayim. Each one is only beiseo. One of them is a full beis sale, and the other one is missing four arms. So together, they're less than beis satayim. Rav Zeir b'Shav Yochanan says, "Metaltelin b'sheni tashlumin l'rishon." You could carry and both, and consider all of them to be one big beis satayim. You're not going to tell me there's an issue over here that maybe one will come to get mixed up and say that you could carry from one beis sale to another beis sale. He says you're not allowed to do it because if you come and carry from a base sale to less than a base sale, you may come to carry from a base sale to a base sale, meaning you combine together two exactly base sales, and that's already greater than the shear that Chachamim allowed us to do. If you have three beit seil, bezeh beit seil, bezeh beit seil, bezeh beit seil, each one is the size of beit seil. Reb Chaim explains the middle one is less than beit seil. I mean, the middle one is almost beit seil; it's four amos less. That everybody agrees you can use the middle beit seil together with one of the sides, either the right or the left, because the fact that you're not using the third, everybody knows that you were doing an exact measurement. We're not just combining beiseos together. We're making sure there's less than two beiseos. They're not going to learn from here that you could carry in a place which is too large. Says the word karfov sheyesh bo ad beisatayim. You have meaning. It's larger. It's larger than beisatayim until you reach beisatayim. Somar avo. So we learned earlier in the end of Perek Aleph, the idea of a caravan going from place to place. The Deir Chachom were matir to create a mechitza around them, and they could carry throughout the mechitza even more than Beis HaTayim, much more than Beis HaTayim. So because we find that there is such a thing as carrying in an area which is greater than Beis HaTayim, so therefore, so here the Gemara learns at this stage that the fact that you could carry there in this area, there's some circumstance that I'm going to allow you to carry there. And that's going to be when you have a caravan. That means that midoraisa is considered to be a rishus hayachid. The reason why, if it's not a caravan, I'm not allowed to carry there, it's a chumra derabanan, rabbanan machmir, but it's still a din rishus hayachid. So if someone throws from rishus rabim into this area, he will be chayof. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak boy, he wants to argue, and he says, we're going to use the gears of Rav Chaim, l'keshetaitzu shayori le'esor osur. He said, I do agree that you can learn from here that an individual is not allowed to carry in this area. You learn from Shayara that the fact that this is considered to be a place where you could carry with a Shayara, that means it has somewhat of a din of a Shus Hayachid, and if someone carries there, it's Asur. Hachayev Chatos Einkan. But to say that one is Chayev Chatos, that's a Yisur Doraisa, to go from Shus Harabim into this place, that you can't learn from here. And here's this, the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi, that there is such a thing called a karmelis midiraisu. Meaning, according to the Torah, this is not a full Rishus Hayachid. It is not a Rishus Harabim, therefore you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Harabim into it. But it's also not a Rishus Hayachid that if one carries Rishus Harabim into it, it's Chayav Chatos. It could be as it did of a karmelis midiraisu. So when it comes to Shayara, so then Rabbanu not allowed to carry in it. And if it's not a shayari, now let it carry into it. But it's not a din Rishus Hayachid, that's someone's chayav chatos. And the Gemara continues with this logic to show the two different examples. We have the Gemara says, David Chesam with base. Me'ato, mo'voi shekurosoi lemalo me'esrim. When I have a crossbeam which is higher than 20 amo, o'yil v'hu kosher al daiti d'abyudo. According to Abyudo, that's going to be a mo'voi kosher. As we start the Masechta, according to Abyudo, the crossbeam can be higher than 20 amo. According to Reb Chaim, we don't say the word Mishloshes right now. V'zog Mishloshes Rabim l'toichoi chayov. So you want to tell me that someone throws into it from Mishloshes Rabim is going to be chayov? Gemara says no. It may be a caramelis. And once you have a koyri, a crossbeam, I'm allowed to carry in that caramelis. But if one throws from Mishloshes Rabim into it, it doesn't have a name Mishloshes Yerach, that you chayov chatos. Another example, Movi Shinifritz Yoyser Meser. When you have an opening of a Movi greater than 10, We will repeat us. Amovo El Daisy, the Abudo Kurt, Abudo, what's the opening of Amovo? As you saw before, it could be an opening of 13. If you want to tell me if someone throws Shusarabi into his Chayav, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, no, you're not Chayav, it has a din of a caramelist. So therefore, you need a heter to carry in it with a koiro, with a lechi, but one who throws Shusarabi into it, he's not Chayav. The Gemara goes back to our sugya. Chotzer shipsucho lekarfof. You have this courtyard which is open to the closed area. Metaldim in a chotzer lekarfof. So you can carry from the chotzer to the karfof. Because this goes like the shita of Reb Shimon, that all these open areas are considered to be one. Chotzer, karfof, agag, they're all one. Avaloyim in a karfof of the chotzer. You should not carry from the karfof of the chotzer. The reason is why? Because you may come to miscalculate the measurement of the karfof. If you take from the karfof to the chotzer, people will think that the chotzer is part of the karfof. And if together they're more than base satayim, they'll come to think that you could carry more than base satayim in a karfof. Rabbi Yudon at Tondario Shoal, Ma'o letaltum yikarfof, the karfof der chotzer. As we saw before, you cannot carry from karfof to karfof because people will come to get mixed up and think that you can have more than base satayim. What happens if you're going from a karfof to another karfof through a chotzer? Do people now understand that these two are each one standing on their own? And they're not going to learn from here to tell me that a one karf of greater than base satayim will be okay? Or, even though the chotzer is in between, they may come to make that mix-up, and therefore you should not be able to carry from a karf to a karf even through a chotzer. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Continues the Gemara, Allah Chavav Zuk the Mishnah. So we said before, that in order to be able to carry in a karf, in order to allow to carry there the entire base satayim, is you need to have there a shemriyo, a guard's booth. That's considered to be a base dira. So comes the Buddha and says, you don't have to have that. As long as you have a bor shiach mar, which there are different caves or pits that store water, and you may lay it's tashish for Adam, Adam has to come in it in order to drink, so you're allowed to carry in it. I don't need any one of these. Carry in it. As long as it's the right size of 70 of shiraim and 70 b'shiraim, so then you're allowed to carry in it, even if you don't have the guard's booth or you don't have the pit. This is a steering Rabbi Yudah. This Gemara, this lines we learned in the Gemara now, we saw it earlier when there was not in the right place. Now the Gemara is asking, here it belongs to this Ar Sugya. The Chur Rabbi Yudah seems to contradict himself. Tanin and Taman, we learned in Maseches Beitzo, Ezu Karfof, what is a Karfof? The Allah take wood from it on Yom Tif. And it's a Mukse, Koshu Somuch Leir, as long as it's close to town. Divri Rabbi Yudah. And here he says that as long as you have a pit, a shiach, a mi'ara, as long as you have something in there, you can carry in it. Masha, it doesn't have to be close to the city. Isn't that a contradiction to Masechet Beitza? So it was very different. Here the question is it a base dira? Is it used to be for a living space? So as long as you have a pit over there, you have water in there, it's considered to be a living space. The here Masechet Beitza, the discussion is it mukzeh? Anything which is not close to the city, someone is makzeh midaito, he's not thinking to use in Yom Tov. So that's why it's not, nothing to do, that sugya has nothing to do with our sugya. Continues the Mishnah, it says, Aloch HaZayin Zok the Mishnah. Blazor Eimei Maya Orko Yoyser Aruch Po Afil Ama Achas Eim Etalti Mesoichoy. It says, though, when we allow the base satayim, it must be a square. It has to be Shiv Yam and Shiraim on Shiv Yam and Shiraim. If the length is greater than the width, and even one Amo, so you're not allowed to carry it. Rabbi Eimei Afil Orko Kishnayim Baruch Po. Even if the length is double the width, Etalti Mesoichoy, that's fine. The length could be more than the width. Reb Chaim quotes here the Gemara in the Bavli that says that it can be more than double. So the Gemara, Tanya Blozoimer, Imaya Orko Yesar Rochbo, if the length is greater than the width, Afilo Amo, I say even one Amo, Imetaldim Soicho. Vado Pligi Al Debionis, this argues Abinus and Leil, they'll learn this from Chotzer Mishkan. Because in Chotzer Mishkan, what was it? It was 100 by 50. The length was greater than the width. So you have to say, you argue Abinus and because you're now learning from Chotzer Mishkan. Rishi says, even if the length is double the width, that goes like a Abinus, they learn from Chotzer Mishkan, where the length was double the width. Says the Gemara, we find a brayse very similar to it, because it says over there, kilayim merubo, in order to have a distance between two seeds of kilayim, you also have to have a space. You have to have an area. So it says over there, the first sheet has to be a merubo, has to be a square. Rishi Oimer, filo orko, even if it's not a square, even if the length is greater than the width, but and it's double the width, it's still okay to be the space in between the zroim regarding kilaim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Yud Ches.